This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 30, written by Tom Grossma. Were you there? From Galatians 2. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Been there, done that, is a phrase we sometimes use if we want to say to someone, I've had that same kind of experience. It's our way of saying that we know what the other person has felt or experienced. In a sense, believers can say that about the death and resurrection of Jesus. By faith in Jesus, we have become united with Him so that His death and resurrection are considered ours. That's what Paul was talking about when he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The result is that Paul was no longer living for himself, but for Jesus. Jesus' life was pulsating through Paul. The same is true for every Christian. How does this change the way we live? First, sin does not control us. Sin is real, but it's not our master anymore. We die to it. We can obey God because Jesus, by His Spirit, lives in us. Second, we have a new identity. Our life is about who we are in Jesus. Our old self with its ugly record and selfish tendencies does not define us. Who we are is the person we are in Jesus. We are new creatures. Jesus loves us and gave Himself for us. Are you living out your new life for Him so that you can say, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me? Will you pray with me? Jesus, draw us into the power of your crucified and risen life. Daily, may we die to our sin and live for you. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.